Mackey Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Langman joined right now by Craig Rowetter, of course, the head football coach with the Carroll Tigers. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Coach, it feels weird. Pretty much everybody else we cover has already had at least one, maybe some two or three district games. You guys open up district play here tonight. So it seems late in the season, but probably not for you guys.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, a brand new season for us. You wipe the slate clean because now it counts. Not that the, you know, the other games weren't good to see where you're at. And, you know, you obviously want to win all the games you play, but now is where playoffs are on the line. That begins with this one.
Coach, and I got to ask, you guys haven't really been healthy since week one. You've been missing guys for other reasons. You're finally getting some of the guys back. Do you feel like you've got a good beat on this team with everything that's gone on here the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, we've had all our guys all summer long, you know, as far as workouts and that type of stuff goes. We do a team camp at the end of July down at Central College in Pella, where we also had everybody at our disposal. So it's not that, you know, that there shouldn't be any issues, I don't think, with the guys gelling back into the mix. And, you know, we've had a really good week of practice with everybody, kind of, not everybody, but majority of the guys back in action. And, you know, you can tell there's a little bit of a different edge now. Everybody knows, you know, the road to the playoffs start with this one. And, you know, so everybody's tuned up a little bit this week.
Not a lot of history with MOC Floyd Valley. This will just be the third game against them, and they've come the last 2 years. But you guys, 2-0 against them, really low-scoring games, defensive games, but you guys have been able to kind of get the job done in both of them. You anticipating a similar game coming up tonight?
It's always been a battle with these guys. They're really, really well-coached, especially defensively. You know, they're not afraid to load the box and make it ugly with you. You know, they have some really talented defensive backs too, that kind of sit back and don't give up, just not give up the big play, and they come up and tackle. And so it's always been a, you know, kind of a slugfest with them. And you know, in the short time we've been in this district, I've had a pretty good relationship with Coach Hegstad up there, you know, talking back and forth. So you know, we just know that you're going to get a physical team in MOC and a really well-coached team.
What do you anticipate your offense looking like? Where do you feel you can have success? As you mentioned, they're going to probably load the box. Where can you have the success tonight?
Yeah, we'll still, you know, we'll still do what we do, you know, as far as try to establish the run game. I think we showed even the second half last week against Creston when we were, you know, we had to go try to catch up on some points. So went to the air a little bit, and, you know, I think Essex almost threw for 300 yards, you know, in a loss. I think Carter's proven now that, you know, we can throw the ball. You know, Tate Schleisman had a good game for us offensively catching the ball last week, and you pair that with what we already have with, you know, with Chase Regaller and Evan Hammer and, you know, some of those guys. I think we'll for sure try to establish that run, but, you know, I think we have some weapons that we can stretch the field with as well.
Do you think that limits their ability to load the box against you?
I think they're going to try. You know, I pulled up our film from last year, and we actually came out in double-tight wishbone, and I think they had 10 of their 11 guys were within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, like I said, they're not afraid to get in there and get ugly with you. So, no, I don't think they're going to be intimidated as far as not trying to stop the run. But, again, if we win a couple of those one-on-one matchups, especially with some of the speed that we have now, I think that'll force them to sit back a little bit more.
How do they match up with your speed?
You know, they have a really quick corner, you know, as kind of their better coverage guy. Their safeties, they probably don't come downhill quite as fast as what Creston did. But they do, they sit in a, I'm anticipating them in a 3-4. They've shown both a 3-4 and a 4-3 so far this year. I think they are a little banged up at one of their defensive lineman positions. So I think that's kind of why I'm anticipating a 3-4 this week. But so with that, they really want their safeties to help, you know, get in that run fit. So I think, you know, they're pretty good, pretty solid up front on the defensive line again, and they got two really good run stoppers as inside linebackers. So I mean, they're definitely athletic, and you know, and they've seen a wide variety of stuff this year as far as teams. You know, they've seen a couple spread teams. They ran into Central Lyon. There's a buzzsaw. They'll just line up and smash it right at. They kind of do what they want, but so they've seen a team come, you know, smash it right at them. So they, you know, there's probably not too much we can throw out there that they haven't at least seen a little bit of so far this year.
Coach, they look like you guys a little bit on offense, probably not in scheme, but they want to run it first. But almost looking at their stats, their passing game almost makes me a little bit more nervous than what their run game does.
Yeah, after the last 2 weeks, the pass game would definitely make you nervous if you're us. and they do that, you know, last year their quarterback was an all-district selection as a sophomore. You know, so he's a junior, a year older and a year better. And so, yeah, they always, you know, look at stopping the run. But I definitely think they're going to try to you know, attack us vertically in the pass game and, you know, try to get some quick scores. So that, you know, if their defense can play with a lead, you know, it's going to be a tough night for us.
What do they want to do in their run game?
It's a lot of they'll run a little option. You know, some of it, because the quarterback is a good athlete. I don't know how much they really want him to get banged around. But they will run some read, you know, game, and once in a while they'll jump in an I-pro set, you know, and just kind of run your ISOs and powers at you. So it's a little variety, but, you know, and again, they're just trying to get enough of it that they get you to start looking in the backfield, and then they'll try to hit you deep.
Is that the biggest part of their pass game is you know, getting you to bite and then going deep? Is and Amon Langton and it looks like Tyson Voss, kind of the two go-to guys, along with Dylan Mazdam?
Yeah. I mean, they're a big play offense, you know, and that's where their explosives have come from, is, you know, a little, you know, hitch and go or just flat out getting you on the slant and then outrunning you. So we're definitely going to have to keep things in front of us and then be able to come up and tackle when needed.
How much different will special teams look for you guys tonight with everybody back and healthy?
You know, as far as kicking game goes, it'll be the same. But the return guys, you know, we do have a couple of returners. Kick return will be back. So, and which I thought, you know, the last couple of games, our kick return has gotten us in pretty good field position. Every time they've had an opportunity, and I would like, we do need to catch the ball a little bit better on our punt return, just catch it in the air and not, you know, sometimes, and that'll start with us as coaches to make sure we're getting the players lined up at the right yard line and, just not leave it to chance. I feel like it bounces, and then if it, you know, takes a bad bounce, so you want to get away from it, but then you lose 8 to 10 yards in field position if it's bouncing the wrong direction. So we'll have to get a little bit better at that.
Coach, with district season starting for you guys, has anything in the non-district for anybody in the district caught you by surprise?
You know, not crazy. I kind of thought, you know, a lot of our district teams kind of get some of those tough teams up north, like I said, with Central Lyon or West Lyon. So you kind of get a, you know, some of those, the non-district record in our district is always a little deceiving. Yep. Come district play, because some look a lot better maybe than others. And but like I said last year, I think Sioux Center ended up winning the district, and I know they had a losing record in the non-district play. I can't remember if they were 0-1 or 3. So that's what, you know, we've reminded our kids, you know, all through that it is a new season. And, you know, sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. And during our non-district, we were the bug for 3 of those 4. So it's time to get back behind the steering wheel and get on the right side of these scores.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck doing that tonight. Appreciate you here in the pregame. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard. Sure, I'm sure Nick will get down on the field and catch up with you. And then I'll catch up with you again on Saturday morning.
You bet. Appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, they're hosting MOC Floyd Valley coming up here on KCM. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors pregame. Nick Brinks and Jerry Fleschner on the call coming up next here on KCIM.